The nation's economy grew by a mere 0.2% in the last quarter, the slowest rate in 8 years. Consumer confidence is down, mainly because of unease about jobs. The FL-CIO has released a new poll highlighting workers' worries. It suggests that many feel the ground has shifted in recent years, that managers now have too much power and they have too little. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says American workers are concerned.
They see the growing influence of corporations in their lives at every level. They feel the threat of renewed layoffs. They see CEO salaries growing in proportion to the number of layoffs they make, not the success their companies achieve.
Sweeney says most workers surveyed feel employers aren't doing enough to protect their basic rights. Most say more should be done to guarantee that full-time workers earn a living wage. A majority believe women still face a glass ceiling. Among women surveyed, nearly 1 in 4 reported being sexually harassed. Nearly half of African Americans complained of job discrimination, and nearly half of those polled questioned whether older workers get equal treatment. John Sweeney says many have lost faith in their employers.
2 in 3 workers today lack trust in their employers to treat employees fairly.
The survey found shifts in workers' attitudes since the mid-1990s. Back then, says pollster Jeffrey Guerin, fewer than half thought managers had too much power. And workers were pretty evenly divided over whether they needed additional legal protections. Now, Guerin says, most want them.
So that's a big change. We've gone from a 1-point margin 5 years ago saying probably not to a 21-point margin saying yes, let's put in more legal protections for workers.
At the same time, Guerin says, most workers overestimate the rights they already have.
Overwhelmingly, universally, working people say that arbitrary firing should be legally unacceptable. Universally, people say that employers should be required to provide sick leave, that employers should not be allowed to listen in and monitor employee conversations. These are protections that people think they should have. They think they do have them.
But in most cases, he says, they're wrong.
What the survey reveals is a false sense of security about how much protections workers really have.
Some economists argue that American workers are still doing pretty well. This week, the Employment Policy Foundation, a Washington think tank, released its own study. Ed Potter is the foundation's president.
Actually, the state of the American workplace is quite good. Compensation is rising. Unemployment is low. And it's low by historical standards. You have to go back 50 years to find it as low as it is right now.
Potter says there are more jobs in the economy now than there were at this time last year, and workers who are getting laid off are finding new jobs at least as fast as they did during most of the past decade. Many employers say recruiting and keeping enough skilled workers is still their number one problem. And Potter says the shortage of skilled workers will grow more dire in the coming decades as baby boomers retire. Rather than more rules, he says, employers and workers need more leeway to help balance work and family life so more people will be willing to hold jobs. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.